turned on.
I feel like Madonna with one of these on.
What's that?
I said I feel like Madonna with one of these on.
I was called my dad, so they said that.
I've always wanted one of these. I really have. Where's the bottom from?
Hello everybody.
Hello.
Back again for another wonderful meeting. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, we can hold on for a minute. I figured with the spam thing, if you can't do it, get joined in.
That's the kind of spam that everybody likes to receive.
Yeah.
Okay, right, well, I'll take it that you are already now. Alright, first off, we'll just recap from our last meeting. Which was we got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is that we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's a TV remote and stuff, and you guys have just been off doing some R&D for that. That's research and development.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that before. I've learned all sorts of new terms and technology today. Yeah, I've been hearing your three little presentations, whether they be on computer or on the whiteboard or whatever you want.
Do you have any preference of order?
I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine, actually, first. What I'd like to hear about is if we finally decided on what sort of energy we're going to be using. And
I think she's still finishing her.
No, that's fine. I'm just.
It's just, yeah, let's hear from you first.
Okay. Where is the thing? It's here. Oh, sorry. It's
get yourself in position.
Okay, so that's me again. For the energy sources, we can have a basic battery, hand dynamo, which was used in the 50s for torches, if you remember that term, which
I don't think any of us remember the 50s.
It's like a crank thing or
yeah,
something.
wouldn't be very fancy. You can have a kinetic propulsion of energy, which is used on some watches these days. So if you have just a bit of gentle movement, that it will give it the energy to work. Or you can use solar cells, but I'm not sure about that indoors really. But
but there's sometimes combinations. I mean, like calculators
yeah.
do combinations of battery, but also using some solar panel.
So now these solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb?
I don't
Does
know.
anybody know?
I think it has to be on the solar energy, but I don't know.
Think the
Okay.
all the cost of this would be the basic battery really. And if you want something fancy, I think the kinetic provision of energy would be nice, but I don't know if it's worth the cost. So we've got to discuss that.
Okay.
So we're good?
For the case of the remote itself, it can be a general case, which is just a flat one. You can have a curved one or a double curved one, if you know what I mean. So
what's a double curved one?
You know, kind of more ergonomic, that kind of suits the palm of your hand, that kind of thing. So
okay.
Then the case material itself, so it can be either plastic or latex, rubber, wood or titanium, and for each of them you have cases where for example on titanium you can't use it for if we're choosing a double curved case, we can't choose titanium, and if we're choosing solar cells, then we can't choose LaTeX for the case material, so we just have to take that into account. But if we're choosing just the flat case, then we can go for anything. And I think we discussed earlier on the RSI problem thing, so we could.
So that might be an idea of using
yeah.
the rubber, but then it's a, you know.
To have a squeezable ring.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't break as easily, maybe.
When a TV program's got, when you're watching the match and your team's just lost, you can fuzz it across the room and it'll bounce off the wall back at you. Yeah, I like that idea.
So, rubber would be.
Rubbers.
Rubber, we're all like that idea. You think you can market
after
that?
After my fashion thing, I think you'll realise that rubber is more.
Ooh, we like rubber. Ooh.
Okay. And then there are the push buttons. So you can have basic push buttons or scroll wheels, like you have on a mouse. Or you can have LCD, which gives you a display. Scroll buttons as well. So if you use a rubber double curved case, you must use rubber push buttons. So if we're going for rubber, then we have to decide for the case. And if we choose double curved, then we have to go for rubber push buttons. So
well, we're going to go, well, I think we've decided that it's going to be a rubber case.
Yeah, but
so
is it a double curved one or not? If it's not a double curved, then we've got the choice for the push buttons. If it's a double curved, we've got to go for rubber push buttons. If that makes sense.
Rubber push buttons instead of the wheel.
Yeah.
If it's rubber, isn't it malleable anyways? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's double. I mean, isn't a rubber case mean it's completely it flexes to whatever they want it to. And so what's the difference between a normal rubber case and a rubber rubber
double double double?
So you've got, okay, the energy, that's one
big
thing.
Thing.
Then you have the case is whether it's flat or curved. And that's, we don't care if it's rubber or not, but then we've decided that we're going for rubber for the case material. So if we've chosen rubber, and if now we have the choice for the case, whether it's flat, single curved or double curved. And I'm just saying, if we choose it to be double curved, then we need to go, I don't know why, but we need to go for rubber push buttons.
Okay.
So either
I don't know, we just need to decide on the
Let's have another push button, say.
Okay, go rub. Go
Let's
rub
go
it
crazy.
all the way.
And then do I have that slide? Yes, I did. So the push buttons themselves can be just simple, they can be, so that's just the electronics between the behind the push buttons.
Yeah.
And the price that goes with it. So the simple push buttons are going to be the cheapest. If we get a scroll wheel, that's a higher price range. If we get an advanced chip, which is used for the LCD, the display thing, then that's even more expensive.
Okay, what I'm not understanding here is okay, advanced chip on print, which I presume is like one PCB, and that's got all the electronics on one board,
yeah.
including
the
infrared sender.
Yeah.
Right. What alternatives do we have to that? What alternatives do we have to the chip
well,
on
if
print?
Well, if it's not chip on print, then I guess you get different chip components and you build them separately and it doesn't include the infrared. It's less expensive. And
so
technically speaking, it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't, yeah,
it,
yeah,
it
yeah.
doesn't affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not.
So let's not.
We want to go for and it all so long as it works.
Yeah. I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on print.
So it's either the scroll wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah. So yeah, push buttons.
What about the just
the
sample sensor?
What about what?
The sample sensor. Sample
well,
speaker.
Well, what do we need the speaker for when we're not controlling it?
I don't know. It'd
be cool. They're saying they've just developed it, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be the most expensive option, probably.
The speech recognition option is, it doesn't seem really very promising for us.
Yeah, it's not something that we want to go into with this product.
Yeah, the example that they're already using it for is with the coffee machine, where basically, you can program a sample that that when you say something, it will give a response, and you program the response as well. It's just clips of that you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says hello, Rick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not. It would be one thing if it was speech recognition, where you say something and it turns the TV on, like turn the TV on, and it comes on. But it's not that. It just gives
It just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response. So yeah, I mean,
then.
Like, what's the point of saying
yeah.
hello, remote? I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I thought it was when they said
you're really lonely.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant like
Channel 5.
And
no,
just
that,
like,
that,
talk to it.
That would be
promising.
Channel 5. It's just a remote that talks to you.
Forget about it. Okay.
I mean, to certain cues.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide and we can decide for each problem what we should choose. So for the energy source, did we go for the battery or the...
Yeah, I'm fine with the basic battery.
Basic battery. It's cheap, it's cheerful, it's worked, it does work.
Cheaper option. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go for the battery.
Then the case, do you want it flat? Or curved, or
we were going with the latex with the RSI rubber, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, so we wanted rubber double curved.
So it will look like
double.
Something like
the double
this.
Whopper blade.
Okay, so then if we use double curved case, then we have to use
the simple buttons.
So
rubber push buttons.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And it's cheap, it's still round, it sounds kind of funky. And we can also mark it as, because we were saying earlier in your research that the people were getting complaining of RSI. and this is anti RSI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another marketing point that we can use.
Oh, the rubber push buttons though. Don't you have to move
Well, anything's gonna have buttons.
Mm.
Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive.
I thought they'd give an option of flat buttons or
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the
yeah.
fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them a way to burn off steam, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can sit there and like.
Not that watching TV should be that stressful.
And you know, yeah, you can fuzz it across the room.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Oh,
yeah. I guess TV can be
children.
Stressful. Yeah, they're watching stuff.
Yeah.
All right, that's me done.
Okay, Gabrielle, let's hear from you about the interface.
Yeah, some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Great.
So I'm continuing with the user interface topic. And so basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division. It sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they're laid out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface. So I guess we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless.
Mm.
It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It would just be probably the most expensive part of a remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the, they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that. And I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI. I mean, you've got that thumb movement
yeah.
that you're constantly doing.
Okay.
The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be funny or playful in some way, or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You don't want you want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. Manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad layout where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user. This is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Wow.
And for something for kids. I think my personal preferences, we've all kind of talked about and seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were crucial for us. And that's it for me.
Okay, well, let's. So what are our definite decisions on this then? as a team. The interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display, I think. It's just going to be
simple, straight,
simple push buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally. I mean, a power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, a numerical keypad. And some sort of, it will either have a lock button, like we mentioned, or a cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide about that.
Okay, and we're not, yeah.
Well, now that we've decided,
are we gonna? Have we decided on whether we're gonna supplement it with anything? You know, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it. We're not. We're just gonna go for something.
It seems like we wouldn't want to make it too busy and too sort of gaudy, but. Yeah, I would say maybe a couple of colours, like a. Like a black with yellow in somewhere, like maybe the RR could be yellow or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move on.
I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case would prevent us from having the cover function that we thought of before. I mean,
sure.
If we want to have a lock of some sort, it would have to be a button. But I think that should be, I mean, I can speak with the button department, but I think that it should be easy to have a button that just prevents the other the other buttons from operating. So that should be simple.
Cool.
I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
And what the fashions are for next year. So yes. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions, and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that for the remote control market, these are like most important aspects, like that we really need to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the remote control has to look and feel fancier than the ones that we already have. So it has to be.
Yeah. Why should people buy this when they've already got a remote that came with the TV?
Second, it should be technologically innovative. Innovative. So.
What's that mean?
Technologically, it should be like work. Basically, I guess it should work.
But it should be maybe cutting edge in some sense. I mean, have something that's a little more
that's
technologically advanced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the trouble is we've already decided that we're going with the stuff that works already. That's cheap.
Actually, I mean, these first 2 points we've already sort of gone away from, because our rubber one is not fancy. I mean, it's different, but I wouldn't say like a rubber remote is fancy. If that's what people want, then maybe we're going in the wrong direction, and it's not technologically innovative either.
Maybe we could.
That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put up Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, everybody's going to like, because Bluetooth is the in thing nowadays. Like it really is thing. Like people, and when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether, you know, at the end of the day, whether it works properly or not.
Of course they do.
Well, they do, but it's
well,
like, it's not.
That's your first thing. You go, oh, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, but it looks good. If it looks good, and it can just be there for decoration.
Okay, well, what do you two think about this?
So is the advantage
but
of
like
Bluetooth that you can just like synchronize it with other electronics?
Well, I don't understand what.
It's always into it, yeah.
And that's basically what it allows you to do, right?
Yeah. And then this is just going to, all this is being used for is your television.
Yeah, but, I mean, people
it
like
would, that would mean you need a television that has Bluetooth in it, which
well,
no television does, does it?
If you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new, you have to make it.
That would mean we'd have to make a television as well.
Bluetooth would, for example, enable you, I think, to connect. For example, if you get a call on your mobile phone, but your mobile phone is downstairs or something, you would get on the television, you're being called by this person right now. Things like that.
No, that would be your telephone syncing in with your television.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the remote so much.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, but if you get Bluetooth on the remote, you'd be able to.
No,
the
television would have to be Bluetooth compatible.
There is no
such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth. That was just an idea. But, like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's a battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know? Like, but I think we are really keeping to what is already out there. And people have already seen it, people have already got it.
Okay.
If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have. And
maybe looking into
just go creative.
Provision of energy then. It's been done for watches, but I haven't seen that for remote.
Okay. But yeah, that's
and then you can market
good.
It. Never have to change the battery again.
And this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. We should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself
yeah.
up. By
yeah,
so the little characters you said, yeah, but not too much.
I think.
Well, yeah, by the squeezing it.
Yeah, we can make the squeezing of the rubber be the generating.
Yeah.
Energy
yeah.
Generator.
That's a great idea. Well done.
Third most important aspect is that it's easy to use, and I think we've all
about that.
Worked that out. Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next year's fashion is very much in fruit and vegetables. Them are like the theme for cloths, shoes, and furniture. So next year, people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs.
Okay. So we could have keys that are like a broccoli key and
yeah.
Yeah.
And avocado.
I want to watch the pineapple channel.
And as it's rubber, the feel, which is in this year, is spongy, so it's not quite spongy.
Well, spongy, that's where we get it.
Yeah.
We're ahead of the game there.
Yeah, and so personally, what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, like the look and feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company's image.
Okay.
Which is what I had to say. So we're moving in the right direction.
All right. Yeah. No. This is good. So through all that, we're going to go back to grounding the kinetic.
Yeah.
Thing that's great. Using the spongy rubber that we were talking about, that's anti-RSI. You can, as you squeeze it, you're not only therapeuticizing yourself, you are charging the batteries.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit, though.
Yeah, I don't know how
no vegetables.
Oh, but yeah.
Well, maybe make it like fruity colours or something. Or
the power button could be like a big apple or something.
Oh, yeah, but apple would sue you.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like they don't own all images of apples.
I've seen the Beatles, so.
Okay, we'll make it a pomegranate, a big pomegranate.
Well, okay, it seems like the only thing that we haven't really finally agreed on is its image.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're saying no, we don't want it to be fruit and vegetables, but we don't know what it should be. Or, like, we're going, yeah, it should look slick, but what do you mean by slick? Sort of thing.
I think if it's rubber, it needs to be.
I mean, you said earlier on that it should be
different.
Funky.
I think it should be. I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like really different colours.
Keep it clean.
Okay, sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the material? That material. like I'm just thinking bright colours.
Yeah.
Bright natural colours, nothing too
bright but not too bright.
Too no, yeah. Like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink. And make it different colours so anybody can choose, like.
Like the volume buttons should be all the same colour, and the channel buttons should be one colour and stuff like that. Do you mean?
Yeah. And on the back of it, have the logo.
Okay. What do you do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going like too much down a gimmicky road.
I mean, if somebody goes
into this store, they're gonna see like three or four normal remotes and then a big spongy pink tomato. What a 90%
remote controlled.
Well, I can say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something really funky and cool. Like, and kids will be walking in with their parents saying, "Mommy, I want to buy that one." And parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if you throw it around,
yeah.
Especially with younger kids. You know, they can pick it up and. The only thing is that really small kids might chew on it, but.
Well, it's gotta be chew proof.
So.
I'm gonna write that
so
down.
So it's quite like user friendly and also for different families, like family use as well, for little kids and for older kids, like teenagers will like it. I think especially maybe younger girls, if it's in pink, they'll be like, "Oh, you love pink," remote control for their room.
So what are you saying? Maybe we should market it in different colours.
Yeah.
For different, so we could do
that's
like the pink
yeah.
range, the blue range, the green range, the.
So like you walk in, you're like, "Oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright," and then the shop assistant comes up and says, "Oh, what colour would you like it?" And they go like, "Oh, I can see the colour. Wow." So it puts, I think, even the customer into more control of what they're buying instead of you've got all colours, either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into the shop and choosing.
I mean, that seems to work well with products like iPod, where you know you have
yeah.
a variety of colors that people feel like they're customizing
mm-hmm.
them when they buy it.
Although I'd be curious to see how many, you know, there are some colors that I would never choose, and I'd be curious how many people would choose them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that can be down to a bit of market research, you
mm-hmm.
know. That's easy enough to find out what colors are more popular.
And produce less of the silly colors. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, well alright, let's what we're gonna aim to get together by the next meeting then. Is from you, Catherine, you're gonna be working on the look and feel design.
Yep.
Gabrielle, you're gonna be working on, you know, come up with the user interface design, and basically you two are going to be working together on this. You won't be going off to separate offices.
Okay.
And I think you're going to get a chance to play with some clay.
Okay.
I think you're actually going to, you know, come up, keep, you know, be it for the next meeting, be able to come in and show us some physical ideas. Because at the moment, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
We were kind of going, yeah, it's got to feel nice, it's got to look cool, and then it's, you know, now we can actually start, you know, some sort of physical something or other.
That sounds good.
And you're going to be working on the product evaluation. And I. We'll be talking to the bosses basically and fielding off some more spam and that's it really. Keeping things, well, you know, hopefully help keeping things together. Yeah, that's this is good. So we know for definite, you know, we've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be simple buttons. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print, the expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Mm.
People, you know, people are saying, oh, standard stuff gives you repetitive strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite. Supposed to fix it rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it, you know, what other extra things does this product have? We're looking into this lock key facility. I mean, whether or not it happens, you know, always possible, I don't know, but something to look into. Okay. I think that's well done, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any questions? Everyone know what they're doing? Because
yeah.
If you don't, I'm sure you'll soon get an email about it.
Well, I think we all know what we need to do now.
Just gives you all the details.
Okay. Right. Well, it's we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish, but I got a note saying that you two were going to be working together. So,
okay, I'll stay in
before
here.
You all disappear off. hold fire.
Does the pay raise immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think it's I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing on the product.
So we're buying we're getting futures in the company.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's gonna happen at the moment.
So we really have an incentive to make this remote work.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's really doing well.
I wanna share in the space rocket.
Yeah.
Did you see that this company we made a spaceship?
This company has its fingers in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
I did notice looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker at the corporate webpage,
mm-hmm.
It's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we worked here for years and we use that coffee machine, but it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it. Obviously, it's just silver and black.
That's true.
And the spaceship doesn't have the art. You'd think they'd have a massive R and R down the side of it.
Mm.
I still want one. Okay. I've just had a sign flashing up saying finish the meeting.
That's us.
Yeah. It's not saying do anything in particular just yet. So maybe you should go back to your own offices.
Okay. Alright.
Are we taking this off?
Yeah. Yeah, so you two